Tess Ador, Tuesday the 7th of March, Dai Yom Tov Zanga. Interesting Shilas relating to Parshas Zohar.
I want to start off with Yesoid of the Mitzvah Parshas Zohar, which is appertaining to the various Shilas. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, with regards to Kriyas HaMegillah, Koro Al Peh Lo Yotzo. If a person lines the Megillah Bal Peh, you're not Yotzo. We know lo. Omar Rove, we learn Gzeira Shove, Zechira, Zechira. It says, V'hayom Ho'ele Nizkorim, and it says, K'soiv Zoy Zikorin B'Sefer. Like, further along, K'soiv Zoy Zikorin is B'Sefer, that means Parshas Zohar. Is similarly, here also it has to be mitoch ha-sefer. You can't be yotzer mitzvahs megillah bal peh. According to this, says the Munkacher, Chiddush Gadol, and I don't want chas v'shalom, which would be a mistake lehaloche, but the Munkacher in Shiras Minchas Elazar wants to say, if Chazal darshened the necessity that davka one has to line the megillah bal peh, not b'machshava, not b'hiru, because we learn from the posuk of... You mustn't line it up pet because we learn it from that which is written by them by Parshas Zohar. If so, then maybe one's not Yoitze b'shemeya ko'ina. In order to be Yoitze Parshas Zohar, you have to specifically say it. So he says every person, when he hears Parshas Zohar, should line Parshas Zohar together with the Balkoira. Or lechol apoches, when he's mekayim shnai mikro ve'achot targum in the chumash, he should be mechav, and I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. But he asks if that's true, because since it says Zohar b'peh that you have to say, he says, how are you mekayim mitzvahs kiddush every the whole family on Leil Shabbos, where the whole family is also yoytze by hearing kiddush from the mekadosh, and there certainly is it. There's no less Zohar by kiddush. The Zohar is Yom Shabbos the kadoshoy. So he says, no, mistoma by Kiddush, everyone's done Mariv already. So therefore, it's only Chiv de Rabon Malayayin. So you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Teretz is very difficult because what do? Ladies are also Chayiv be Kiddush, no less than men, and they don't all have Mariv. But even though that is his opinion, the Rav Shloime HaKoyen Vilna, Chuas Binyan Shloime, and the Netziv Meshiv Dovo, they say, this is klar your Yoitze, the Mitzvahs of Parshas Zohar, Beshemea Koina. And he says the chiyuv of Parshas Zohar is on each individual. If a person doesn't have a Sefer Torah, so he should line Parshas Zohar from a Chumash. So, but the Ma'isa Avad is preferable to hear, more than preferable, it could be Zechiv the Raisa, we'll see, to hear from Sefer Torah. So much so that the Binyan Shloime brings the Vilna Gaon was Noyeg, that he asked to be able to be Oyla Le Torah Le Parshas Zohar. And he himself lined the parsha mitoch ha-sefer Torah in order to mekayim mitzvah bo yoyis mebishluchoy. He considered shemeya ko'ina not mamash he himself, but he didn't object that the whole tzibah was yoytze. So the ma'isa and as I stated in ksav sofer avad gvis what is yoytze be shemeya ko'ina. What is yoytze be shemeya ko'ina? I want to mention that I saw a psachidish godl in a sefer, and I don't want to mention it because I'm choishish mishum loshen hara. What happens if a person is oyle le Torah? Should he be yoytze from the Balkoira, or should he himself line together with the Balkoira? Why? You have to line betzibah. When he lines himself, nobody can hear it. It's maybe considered by himself. So I saw somebody say, no, you mustn't line with the Balkoira. The oyle le Torah shouldn't line together with him. Over this is klar the Mishtabrura, not in Hilchas Purim. In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah says, Ki yadua there's a machloikis if a sumo can be oyle le Torah or not. The Mechaba holds it shouldn't be oyle le Torah because he can't read line together with the Balkoira. The Ramah holds he can, says the Mishtabrura, but in all circumstances, for Parshas Zohar, he shouldn't be oyle because he can't line together with the Balkoira. State Mefurish that the oyle le Torah also lines together with the Balkoira, the Parshas Zohar. There is a shul where the Bal Koira is a Koyan. I'm nothing against Koyanim. It's Beirusha, he gets his Kuna. But somebody was ma'orer, maybe a kohen cannot be a bal kohen for Parshas Zohar.
Why?
Oh, a good shaila. Why? Why not? Not why, yes, why not? In Chuas Binyan Shleimer, he says, the Sefer Achinuch writes, famous Sefer Achinuch, that women are potter from listening to Parshas Zohar. I don't want to speak today about the Indian of women chayev or potter Parshas Zohar, but Lamay said there is ki yadua ashita Sefer Achinuch that women are potter from Parshas Zohar. Why? Mishum she'einon benois milchomo ve'einon benois kibush. Parshas Zohar is a she'ozel hamolek, and you go out to milchoma. They don't go out to milchoma. Women don't go out to milchoma. Therefore, they're not mitzuveh with Parshas Zohar. So therefore, the Binyan Shleimer wants to deduce from the Sefer Achinuch, if so, maybe Koyanim and Leviim are also potter from Parshas Zohar. Why? Because the Rambam says in Hilchei Shmita v'Yovel, Shevet Levi huvdelu midarkei ha'olam, loy oichin milchomo keshar Yisrael, elo hem chel Hashem shenema borech Hashem chelim. Shevet Levi don't go out to milchoma. They are chel Hashem, they sit and learn. If so, says the Binyan Shleimer, like women or potter from Parshas Zohar, Mishum She'ein or Benois Melchomo, similarly, Koyanim, Leviim are also potter because they don't go out to Melchomo, according to Rosh Tetin Rambam in Hilches, Shmita Ve'Yovel. That's what the Binyan Shleimer wants to be machmir. But the Shaila is that many Acharonim ask a kasha on the Raya of the Binyan Shleimer. Chaim Knievsky Shlita brings in his Sefer Derech Emunah various rayas that we find that Koyanim go out lemilchoma. For example, in Hilchas Melochim, the Rambam says, Hama'areis Isho, a person who is Mekadish woman, Amol, they were Mekadish, and then Nisuyin was up to 12 months later. Hama'areis Isho ho'asur aloi, kigoin almona lekoyen godol, says the Rambam, o grusha v'chalutza lekoyen hedyot, he doesn't come back. Why? Because the Kiddushin is Kiddushe Issa. You have no heter to go and get, to marry this lady. And therefore, he's not Choyzer Ma'or Melchoma. Says Rav Chaim Knievsky, stay doch da, that is only because the Kiddushin was Kiddushe Issa. But if this Koyen wouldn't have Kiddushe Issa, that you would go out to Melchoma. So you see, Lamai say he goes out to Melchoma. Omnom, the Shibin Rav says, ach, verstehe nicht. Lemaisa, if he's a cholol, marrying a grusho, he becomes a cholol. He's an ois koyen. So what's the problem? He can go to Melchoma. That's not the kasha. Why? No. Before that. Because we're talking hama'ares. The Loshon HaRambam is hama'ares, an aruso. An aruso, he's not a cholol yet. The cholol is only after nisuin. You're right, you can give a get, and he's got to give a get. But the vaila, even if he gives a get, he would be considered a cholol because he lived with her. But here is only hama'ares. The Loshon HaRambam is hama'ares. And therefore, the vaila, he's not considered a cholol as yet. But nevertheless, the ma'isa vais this in the Rambam, the whole reason is only because if you marry somebody, it's also. But otherwise, he would go to Melchoma. Furthermore, the Rambam says in Hilchas Melochim, that a Koyan is allowed to get married to a Fastoya.
Why not?
Why not? I didn't say he can't have a nice wife. I said, what's a Yefast? The heter of a Fastoya is only Bishas Milchome. Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes says only Bishas Milchome. Now, if a Koyan doesn't go out the Milchome, how does he get hold of a Fastoya? Lemaisa, to go and say that a Koyan never goes out the Milchome, Elamai, it was a Pshat. The Rambam, Abba, does say in Hilchei Shmita Yevel, Shevet Levi, or Bedelim, Ein Choyzer Oichem Melchoma, he says, they are Ein Oichem Melchoma, is Pshat is, they're not chayiv to go out to war, but they're allowed to. They're not chayiv to, because they are Chil Hashem, but they're allowed to. And if so, you can't go and say that the Maisa the Potter from the Mitzvah of Mechiyas Amore, because by them there is such a Musa.
A Kohen Godel for the army.
A Kohen Godel.
For the army.
That's the question is, if he goes out or he's only in charge, he doesn't go out to the front. Kohen Mashuach Melchoma. Kohen Mashuach Melchoma, yeah. But the Ma'aseh said there is other stiras to this, in Shuas B'Seil HaChochma, it's Avadu Yisraya, we have rayas that a Kohen can go out Limelchoma, and therefore the Chayv in Parshas Zohar. The Chayv in Parshas Zohar. But I saw I mean, if you don't say that, if you don't say that, maybe you'll say, you know what? But if they're not chayev, if they're not chayev to go out, even if they're allowed to go out, maybe they're taka not chayev pashas zocher. But the question is, what happens with a bocher who is bar mitzvah and who's not 20 yet? He doesn't go out l'melchom. It's a posuk mi ben esrim shona v'malo kol yitzei tzovo. Does somebody tell me a bar mitzvah boy is not chayev pashas zocher? Elomai, the B'tshuva B'tzela Chochma wants to say, since they are going to go out l'melchoma in the future, now they're already chai v'mitzchias melchoma in order l'oirer ha'eva v'asina v'lev klapei ha'molek. So therefore that's a heter. But I saw a wonderful raya, the Zayiluya Sharaya Hagon, Rabbi Tzion Feldman, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, he brought a wonderful raya. A wonderful raya to Mechiach, Avad HaGavis, you can't say that Kohenim are not chai v'pashas zocher. What's the raya? The famous, I'm sorry? If he was a Kohen, but if there was a Hora Ashor that he should go, then it's Nishkin Kasha. If there was a Hora Ashor. But Lamaisa, there's a famous sugya in Roches Daf Memzayin, Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbe Lezer Shicher Avdoi. Fragt die Gemara, steht doch Le'olam Behem Ta'avoidu, how can he be Meshachar his Eved? Says the Gemara, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shani. Fragt the Rosh, what's the Mitzvah the Rabbim? Is the Rosh wants to say maybe the mitzvah of the Rabbi means the rice of Pasha Zocher. He needed a minion for Pasha Zocher. Afterwards, the Rosh is Madche. But Lamaisi wants to suggest that the reason why Rabbi Lezer was Meshacher as ever, and he was Oyver al Oylem and Tavoydu was in order to make a mitzvah Pasha Zocher. The question is that Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel says, Rabbi Lezer needed this because he himself needed a minion. He himself was one of the minion. He needed a minion. And the Yerushalmi in Soita says, Rabbi Lezer was Meshevet Levi. Now, if we're going to say that whoever doesn't go out of Melchama is Potter, then if I say, what did Rabbi Lezer need it for? Is the Charaya that Rabbi Lezer Lamaisa al Shevet Levi is allowed to? Al Kofonim, this is clear, there's no reason not to allow a Kohen or a Levi to line Parshas Zocher. Here in Shul, I see, it's not like many other shuls. It's a very nice, or in a Kodesh, in a Bima. There are shuls where the Bima is high up. And you have around the bima mechitzas. The question is, nothing against it, it's very nice. I want to know with regards to Parshas Zocher. Parshas Zocher? What's Parshas Zocher got to do with the bima? That's a thing. The Mogen Avraham brings a Tumas Hadeshen. The Mogen Avraham in Hilches Purim, Tov Reish Behei, that from this Rosh which we mentioned, there is a mitzvah assay to line Parshas Zocher b'minyan. Dafke b'minyan. If you can't, you can't. But there is a mitzvah to say to line b'minyan. If so, there are opinions. Rosef Shenish, but as the ma'aseh in Shulchan Aruch state is b'minyan. If so, if one lines on a bima which has mechitzes, the goiva asorat tfochim is a mechitze. Asorat tfochim today, maximum is 1 meter high. Maximum. According to Reb Chaim, no, even less. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilches Tefillah, Simen Nun Hei Sif Yutes, Shliach Tziber Betevo, Betevo means this Bima, Vetisha Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitztarfim. Even though there are not 10 below, there are Mitztarf. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Af Api Shehi Gevoya Yud Urechova Dalet, this Bima is high 10, and it's 4 Dalal Dalet, and therefore it's a Reshus Bifne Atzmo, V'yesh Lemachitzes Gevoyes Yud, So how are you Yitzah? He's not part of the shul. He's in a different reshus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mipnei shehi beteilo legabe beis haknesses. Is bottled to the shul. The Mekor is b'siyos b'shem the Rashbo. The Vilna Gaon says, all the rayas which the Rashbo brings won't come in matche, and Lamaisa, a person who stands there, is not mitztarif with a mispalel bebeis haknesses. Says the Bir Aloche, that even according to the Vilna Gaon, one doesn't have to be machmel chatchila only legabe tziruf. That is considered tefillah betzibur. You're davening tefillah betzibur, But according to Vilnagon, the only problem is if he is there and nine below, that's a problem. But if there's one person there and there's ten below, it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibah no less than the Ezras Noshim. We are davening in the Ezras Noshim, and there might be Mekayim Tefillah B'Tzibah as well. But Lamaisa, if you want to be Mitzarev, it's no good. Hastus, according to the Vilnagon, one has to Machmil Chatchila, that whoever's standing on the Bima, he is not Mitzarev to the ten people. If so, according to the Pshitus Hol, Pasha Zoch is the Raisa, so how Lamaisa is he Yoitza? Elim, can we say, we're not choishes for the shittas of the Gon. So therefore you don't have to be, there's no chiv, the Raisa. But the Bi'er Aloche says, l'chatchila one should be choishes for the shittas of Gon. So here the question is, if you have a Balkoire on the Bima, if he, Lamaisa, is in Mitztarif, whatever below, so everybody below may be here, but what about him? So much so, I don't want to bring all the rayas, ahil and ahair, but I saw in some places where they have such a bima that 10 people go on top there, that he should be able to be yotze with 10 people. Otherwise, he's not yotze with 10 people. Whoever hears it is okay. Oh, but there's rayas for care that you don't have to worry about that. So that's the point. The ma'aseh, is he considered one of the tzibah? Is he considered one of the tzibah? The ma'aseh, there's various rayas.
I think the man in the 80s, he's not part of the tzibah.
I'm sorry? He's not one of the tzibah, but it's considered tefillah b'tzibah. You're right. He's not mitzdarif, but he's one of the tzibah. I want to mention something else. There is ki yadua shitas Rabbi Kiveiga, who holds in various places, for Hatoras Nedorim, one has to have the three Dayonim, Sheyesh Lehem Chasima Zokon, who have a beard. That we know, Lemaise, they're Gosh Deis Haaretz. You can't be Soymech, no Chazoke de Rabbe, a boy who's 14, no Mistom is Gosh Deis Haaretz, is a Godel Midereise. Midereise, we have to know 100% that he is a godel. I'm not talking about he has to have a beard before, but if he's got a beard, I know he's got Shteisares. Otherwise, you don't know. We're not Soymer Chazok the Rabbah for the Reis, it's only for the Rabbonon. Says Rabbi Kveige, you don't take a boy who is not got Chasim Azoken for Hatoras Nedorim. If so, what do we do since many poskim hold Kriyas Pasha Zohar is the Reiser in a yeshiva Ketana, where you have a minion of boys who don't have beards yet? How are the Mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa of Pasha Zohar? Because now, Elim Kane, you have to import people who zicha are gedolim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in many places we're not semech on Chazoka de Rabbah for mitzvah deraisa. For example, it says by Hilchas Tfilin that it's possible to write a sefer a Tfilin. Elim Kane, we know this boy has brought Shleis Haaretz. In Hilchas Kiddush, very important, I was once asked the Shaila. A younger man told me he's going away. People don't realize it. He's going away for Shabbos with his wife. But he's got grown-up daughters, and he's got a son and small children. So I said to him, what's your Shaila? He says, I just want to make sure. I said, how old are your daughters? Yeah, 18, 19, they're going to look after the house. And how old is your son? He's a bar mitzvah a few weeks ago. I said, who's going to make Kiddush? My son is bar mitzvah. I said, I don't know if it's okay. He says, why not? He's Jewish. He's bar mitzvah. I said, yes. But who says he's a godel? Your daughters are zicher chayev bekiddush midereisa. Your son, I don't know if he's a godel midereisa. To rely on chazok the rabbi, I can't know. Elamai. So Rav Shimon says ganz richtig. If you tell the girls that they should have mariv beforehand, their chiyev is only the rabbonon, then he can be moitzi them in all instances. Although, but the maisa, I didn't want to go into this. If the boy also davens Maariv, then the question is he trade the Rabbonon? And the father says, I cannot ask my son. Don't ask me to ask my son, do you have Shteis Haaretz? I said, even if you ask him, I don't know if he's Neman, because if he's a cotton, who says he's Neman? A kid said, one has to know, this Musig of Chazok of the Rabbi is nicht as a portion. And Lemaisa, in our instance, with regards to Kriyas Parsha Zohar, then Lemaisa, we met Sarif, first of all, that. The Ksav Sofer says Mokim Svek Sveke one can be Mekel even to be Soymech on Chazok of the Rabbah, and furthermore so that Mokim Svek Sveke maybe is a godel, and furthermore so not everybody holds you need 10 people for Midraisa, although Lamaisa we machme lechatchila Maisa Shehoyo quite some time ago I was asked there was a Netz minion, and the minion afterwards, 8:30, 8:30, and on Parshas Zocher, and the minion 8:30, they lined and they found a psul in the Sefer Torah.
What?
A psul in the Sefer Torah. In the same Sefer Torah which the Netz minion lined. So they asked the Shaila, do they have to now go on? The people in Netz minion are long in the middle of the chant already. They're not here now. The people of the minion at 8:30 asked, do they after davening have to go to find who davens in the Netz minion to tell them they have not been mekayim the mitzvah of Parshas Zocher? What do you want to say? The Mishnah Berurah brings a Mogen Avraham that if you're not yotze Parshas Zocher on Parshas Zocher, then you mekayim vayovei Amalek the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim. But we know mitzvah deraisa tzricha kavona leikuva. If the Baal Koyre on vayovei Amalek on Purim is not mechaven, if he's mechaven, I'm just going to line the Kriyas HaTorah today. That's one thing. But if he has to be mechaven, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Parshas Zocher. And the person who's listening also has to be mechaven. Now all those people who davened in the Netz minyan certainly don't know that they have to be mechaven. So if so, maybe you have to tell them. Maybe you have to tell them. Elim came, and furthermore, so
same thing will happen if you find a psul in any sefer Torah during the year, and they line Parshas Zocher from it.
So that's a further so. What happens if you find the psul in the sefer Torah? So the poskim say that one doesn't have to line Parshas Zocher again. Why? Because the Rama says our sefer Torah are not meduyokim kol kach, and therefore that we should say that the second sefer Torah is better than the first one. So how do you say go and line again? But here we know for sure this week, and this week is the parsha, and today you've got a chiyuv. Al kuponim, it's a chiyuv de rabbonon to line on thing. I told them that there is an interesting shaila that tzlach holds. So why should I go? I have to run around town to find out everybody. So someone said, of course, arvus kol yisrael arivim zeh lezeh. But the tzlach holds there's no din arvus by mitzvah de rabbonon. And even though Parshas Zocher is the Reise, but to dine on Shabbos Parshas Zocher, that is not the Reise, that is only the Rabbonon. But this is clear that if they would be in Shul for Mincha, then Avadah Gevurah is by Mincha, you can still line Parshas Zocher. The halacha is if one didn't line B'Shachris, you can line B'Mincha. Shabbos is Shabbos, it's not a halacha in Shachris specifically. We do it by Shachris, but Lamaisin can do by Mincha. So Lamaisin was an ice clap, and Lamaisin have to line Parshas Zocher. There is an interesting Maisa with a Balkoira. There was a Balkoira who lined Parshas Zocher and every word slowly till he used so much energy to line Zocher Eis till he got to the end. Tishkach. Somebody says, what? Tishkach? No, he says, it's a Loi Tishkach. He says, between the Loi and the Tishkach, he had a long hefsek. Maybe not Yotze. He coughed, not a cough which is a split second. He used so much energy. The question is the Maisa... pardon?
Who says coughing is a hefsek?
I'm not talking about a small cough, a hefsek. The question is, in Ramah, that one has to be makbid, the Parshas Zocher, Parshas Pora, Benegines, Uber Taimim, and if it's Toya, then the Ramah says, Ein Machzir on Oisei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, only b'tnai that the mashmois is not mishtana. If lemaisa there's a mishtana, he coughed so long that the person who walks in hears tishkach. Rachmon v'litzlan, that's here tishkach. The question is, how is one supposed to look at such an instance? The Gemara brings in Yevom as kuvov, Omar Abaye. Hai ma de maki get chalitza. That means, b'shas the chalitza, they used to read out to the woman. So she... The woman has to say, I was once by a chalitza in Yerushalayim, and the woman was English. She couldn't read Loshon HaKodesh. So they wrote out in English letters, Lo Yovo Yabmi. He doesn't want to be Yabim. She broke her teeth to be able to read these words, Lo Yovo Yabmi. Lo Yovo Yabmi. Because if she says Lo, and then she says Ovo Yabmi, it's no good. Because Ovo Yabmi means he wants to be Yabim. She has to say it all in one go. The Gemara says, Abaya said that you have to say, Loy over Yabmi. If you say, over Yabmi itself, it's no good. It has to be, Loy over Yabmi. There's a machloikis harishenim lalocha. The Rambam says, it's enough if she says, Loy over in one go. In Beneshima Achas. The tour holds that she has to say all three words, Loy over Yabmi, Beneshima Achas. Similarly, she shouldn't say, Loy When she says loichofasti lekach, loichofasti, simply she has to say the yovam has to say loichofasti lekach. I don't want to take her. He shouldn't say loi and afterwards chofasti. He must say loichofasti lekach. He must say everything together. So Lamai said there's a big machloikas exactly how to say it. So if so, in our case, since the pasuk says timcha ezecher amolek mitachas hashmaim loi tishkach, if as a result of his coughing between loy and tishkach, there is a mokim to understand that what he said was timcha ezecher amolek mitachas hashmaim loy. But was yeah tishkach. Then this is it. Even though there is an asnachto after hashmaim, and therefore between mitachas hashmaim and loy, it's a break. But nevertheless, minoroi. If he coughs, I'm not talking about a small cough, if it's a big cough, a big hefsek, so therefore, if it's a big hefsek, he should line again, loy tishkach, and not just a tishkach, because otherwise, it could be a chashash of this, nishno, not yoitza, not abarab, it's got the opposite idea. I just want to finish with something which Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael have recently been me'orer, an interesting thing. We know there's a musa called mitzvah shematan zchora betzido. Kabe desavicho vasimecho, leman yerechon umecho, vaitzdoke. We don't always see the schar immediately. But there are mitzvahs where the schar is immediate, and it's not specifically a schar, but the benefit is immediate. What do I mean to say? There's a mitzvah called betzedek tishpoit amisecho. It's true that some wants to say this is only a mitzvah with regard to dayonim. They have to be done. But most rishonim take on the mitzvah betzedek tishpoit amisecho is a mitzvah ladun lekav zchus. Mitzvah doiraisa ladun lekav zchus. Many rishonim take on the chinuch, the rosh, the smag, sharet shul rabbeinu yoel, the vogin avon, mishtabur paskin. Ladun lekav zchus is a mitzvah doiraisa. It's true that one has to categorize in which instance. If you have a tzaddik or beinoni, or a Roshe, as the Rambam is Mechalek. But if you have somebody who's a Roshe, you don't have to be done Lekav Zchus. Says the Rambam, what's the gedder of a Roshe? What's the gedder of a Roshe? The Chofetz Chaim, not the Rambam. The Chofetz Chaim says, Im bochanto ez darkoi ki ein pachad elokim leneged einov, ve tomid yisyatzev al derech loy toiv. Kimo apoyrik me olav il malchushmai. He always does bad. Sure, that's a Roshe. But if we don't have somebody like that, Pashtas won't have to be done Lekav Zchus. Unfortunately, there are many people who, to use the word become ill, is not the word. They mamish become ill. You know what he did? I sent him shlapon, he didn't send me back. I invited him, he didn't even phone me up to say Mazel Tov. I sent him an invitation. Say, you can't come to the chasna? Say something. One is not don lekav zchus, even though it could be 1,001 reasons why he did what he did. The Gemara brings infinite examples. The famous story of Rabbi Akiva who worked for 3 years by Rabbi Elezer, Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin, and after 3 years he came to ask for his wages, and he didn't have anything to give him. Why didn't he have anything to give him? So he didn't ask him, he went home without asking for any wages after 3 years. He asked for it, he said, I haven't got. But Lamaisa, he was done with Kavschus, he said, maybe you were Makdishit, maybe you did this, maybe you did that, and everything was true. I personally heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Schlitter. He says he there was a period he was for 1 year the Rav in the Bet Knesset HaGadol in Chulon. Oh, no, 40 years ago. And somebody came to him, it was on Shabbos, one of the Gaboim came to him, he says, what do we do? Kvod HaRav, the Bal Tfila, I mean, there's a lot of Balabatim there, the Bal Tfila, a Davin's Shane, but you can hear the money in his jingling in his pocket. Mama jingling, you hear it. You hear the money jingling in his pocket. So he said, no, take a walk in the middle of Chazor HaSashatz, and he walked. He heard the money jingling in his pocket. He fell. About tefillah. Ayid, Hashem Shabbos. I mean, I don't know if Hashem Shabbos. No one checked it. Well, what do you do? I mean, it's a serious, not the word. But anyway, kids, after the davening, so Rav Zilberstein, look, you know, keys, money, you could hear the jingle of the money, there's a difference in jingling. So he went to him and he said to him, Efshe, by mistake, you put on your weekday trousers instead of Shabbos trousers? He didn't tell him, well, have you got money in your pocket? He says, no, I've got my Shabbos. Are you sure? Ah, for the Rav, the money. That's not money. I went to Reb Itzkel in Antwerpen. He gave me two kmeyas of matbeyas. These matbeyas is not money. This matbeya is a kmeya. Yeah. I take it wherever I go. If I take it with, I daven well. A kmeya, if you use a matbeya as money, then there's no problem of Mutzen Shabbos. No problem.
Use it as a kmeya.
Lemaisa, there are so many. There are mishpoches, mamish. Unfortunately, mishpoches who've mamish been torn to pieces because he didn't do, she didn't do, and it's all sheker v'chozov. One can be done the kavshus. There is what to be done the kavshus to extremities, mamish extremities. I personally have had so many. I had a maisa a few weeks ago. I mean, it's nishkin goyis zacha, but somebody came to me Shabbos mincha. A young man came to me Shabbos mincha. He says to me, if a person hasn't davened musaf yet, we're talking about half an hour for shkia. If he hasn't davened musaf yet, and he davens mincha now, and he goes to another place and davens musaf, is it considered tefillah betzibah? So I said to him, it's considered tefillah, not betzibah, but tefillah b'shar shatzibah mispalim, mishtabur and zimin tzadik. So he said, aha. I said, by the way, iskum to her mazel tov. How do you know? I said, a younger man, half an hour before Shkia, hasn't done Musaf, but I stressed this morning, you're in hospital with your wife. He says, Nachon. Richtig. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, half an hour before Shkia, hasn't done Musaf yet? What's going on? One can always bend the Dalekav Schus. It's not a joke, it's a Maisa. If one's done Dalekav Schus, Mamish. I'm saying it's not Matan Schor, but Siddur Shtet in Posu. It's clear that everybody will live much calmer. He's healthier. The heart clapped normal. Besides the mitzvah of the rices, nicht ein bisschen Indien. No, no, nicht chassidische Meises. Bezellig nicht mehr mit Secho. So, da will ich schon mal Sake sein, da will ich mir, so ich, limchoi sich am Oleg, bewehr es am Mashiach, Amen.